It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. It is Fraxis Friday. As always, it's a Fab Four Friday, which means we play the Beatles for all of our music wrapped around our commercials. And it is the 18th of the month already of November. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. And I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, live in living color with a head cold. But it's slowly going away. So that's a good thing. You heard Paul say we're both going to be on vacation next week. Dennis Prager and his friends will be filling in, because I'm sure Dennis Prager's not going to be around Thanksgiving Day, but he'll find someone that'll sit in his shoes. So next week we're going to be gone. So I'm going to give you, in the next hour, everything going on in our community calendar for the next week and a half, because I don't want you to miss out. Like, you know, Farmer's Market next Saturday the 26th in the community park, 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Call the Bullhead City Parks Department, 928-763-9400, for more information. Let's back up to Friday today and tomorrow. The Hope United Methodist Church has a arts and crafts and collectibles fair. I'm going to blame it all on my cold when I can't talk. they have an art and craft and collectibles fair going on at Hope United Methodist Church. That's on Raymar Road in Bullhead City. 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock today, and 9 to 2 tomorrow. Then there's a gun and knife and coin expo at the Anderson Field House. Tomorrow it's 9 to 5, and then Sunday it's 9 to 3. Questions, call Bev, 559-765-8388. Then there's a blood drive Monday at the American Legion, post 60 here in Laughlin, 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, and that's Laughlin time. So if you want to get involved, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Even if it's your first time, they can email you the questions, and you can see them in the privacy of your own home and answer them, and then just take in the barcode when you go on Monday. It's that simple. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, and they're inviting you to Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. Yes, a traditional, delicious, hot butterball moist turkey, dressing, green beans, mashed potatoes, and dinner roll, and then a pumpkin pie. Well, a slice of a pumpkin pie. And you can bring the whole family. Take home a pie if you want. And right now, if you want to order pies for next week, get on the phone today, because shortly they're not going to take pie orders anymore, and they're not going to have any extra pies. 928-763-1960. Walker Service Electric, the Walker Electricians. Oh, those teams are together every day in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. And all the valleys in between. Yes. And they're always looking for more electricians if you can, you know, turn a wrench and pull a wire. Well, a little bit more than that. they can take care of electrical issues in your home, your apartment, your condo, your mobile home, and any size business. Any size goes from like Kingman Regional Medical Center to Fire Station 2 in Bullhead to Jimmy John's in Bullhead. Yeah. So, and probably smaller buildings too, and any kind of home. So if you ever have an electrical issue, put the number in your cell phone, because they're available 24/7, 928-718-9444. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. And right about now, if you need some extra money for Christmas, you could get rid of aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Yeah. Plus, they do curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Is that the end of that? Oh, no, I didn't think so. I didn't talk that much. Mojave Electric Cooperative wishes to thank their cooperative members for supporting reliable energy in rural Arizona. The MEC application was approved. It is the end of the song. On October the 12th. Any questions about reliable energy? Call 928-763-1100. And our guest today is on the phone because she has a 1 o'clock meeting in downtown Kingman. And we have Becky Fossen, the CEO, president, and general manager and toilet cleaner of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
How's our world in Kingman?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's starting to get a little colder up here, so, yeah, I'm going to wear a sweater today.
I'm in shorts today. Yeah, my winter shorts, but they're shorts.
Right. What's the difference between summer shorts and winter shorts?
They're a half inch longer, and they're little thicker.
Little thicker, okay.
Yeah. That's to prevent the knees from shattering in the cold.
Right.
Oh, so let's see. You got mixers coming up this month, right?
We have got a mixer. It was last night, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah. Yeah, we had at Restoration One last night. Very, very nice. She had a wonderful spread of stuff, and we had great raffle items. Gave away a fire extinguisher and really nice little first aid kits for your vehicle and wine and all kinds of great stuff. So, yeah, we had a really nice time, and they even had a girl there doing little henna tattoos and all kinds of fun.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. That sounds like the people who missed out, missed out.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've been promoting Shop Small Saturday, which is a week from tomorrow, but that's a big deal throughout all of Mojave County.
It is, yeah. What we're telling everybody is don't spend all of your money on Black Friday at the big box stores. We're really trying to promote, you know, supporting local and shopping your little mom and pop stores.
Right.
So,
and that includes we'll be sandwich shops and pharmacies and little stores around town. You know, in Bullhead City, our jewelry stores, our a flower shop, they're all ma-pa businesses. And you've probably got a ton of them in Kingman.
We do, yeah. There's just most of the businesses, honestly, are, you know, your smaller family-owned or,
right,
you know, locally-owned places. So, yeah, we're really encouraging everybody to shop local this year. So, I mean, even if you're shopping in our big box stores, so to speak, Home Depot, Ross, whatever, if you're buying it in town, we're still at least collecting the sales tax and stuff, so you are putting money back into your own community.
Well, and you're also supporting the locals that live there and work there.
And I mean, it's your workforce and, you know, giving people a job and things like that. So,
right.
Yeah, even that part of shop local is still important.
It is. I agree. Yeah. But don't go to Vegas.
Right. At least stay in Mojave County.
Yeah, at least stay in Mojave County. Maybe if you're in Kingman, run down to Havasu. If you're in Havasu, run up to Kingman. If you're Bullhead, you know, run to either one of the towns. Yeah, you know, stay right here in our county and support each other and support the families. Yeah, I agree.
Well, and, you know, this time of year, people are asking a lot of our businesses, you know, to donate to different charities and things like that. And so we need to be supporting them by shopping there so they can, in turn, be able to help out the less fortunate.
Exactly. Because the first place that every nonprofit knocks the door, you know, is the local businessman, you know, local insurance company, the people that they know your town, you know, the little restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, and you just can't keep tapping that without, you know, helping them fill up their drawers a little bit.
Exactly. Yep. We've got to support them so they can support others.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yep. So what about December?
December. How is it December already?
I know. Well, you know, with Thanksgiving next week, then we roll into December.
I am not ready. Our December mixer is going to be at the Red Bistro.
Ooh.
It will be on December the 15th. Yeah, and if you haven't been there to check it out yet, it is awesome. Those guys are doing a great job. They've got really good food, nice wines. They've got a fireplace in there. And, they're going to, I'm assuming they're going to put up some structure outside and have some extra room there for everybody, but they do a very, very nice job over there. So we're looking forward to that. This is their first year to do the Christmas mixer. So.
Oh, okay. Well, and you need that fireplace in Kingman.
Yes, yeah. Right now, a fireplace feels really good. In fact, at Restoration One last night, they have one in their lobby there, so I kind of parked my table right next to it.
Ah, that's perfect.
Nothing like a nice little heat from a fireplace.
Right. Well, and they need that, so.
Yeah.
All right. So now your boards are all in place, right? Your boards are all in place, and your chamber ambassadors are all in place. So you're ready to rock and roll in December.
We are. Yeah, we're always looking for more ambassadors. That's something that we can always use. You know, building that up is still – volunteers are hard to find these days. Everybody's so busy, you know, and the people that are already busy are – busy at a lot of things. So, yeah, we're always looking to beef up our ambassador group.
Okay.
Our board will stay the same until July.
So what does it take to become an ambassador in Kingman?
Really and truly, you just have to work for a business that is a member of the chamber.
Oh, okay.
They come in. We don't have a lot of qualifications for that. We just want people that are willing to get involved, want to be involved. Show up at one of our meetings. We've changed our meetings to the second Wednesday of the month at 5:30 here at our office.
Okay.
And just show up and say that you want to get involved, and we will have you help out at our mixers. You know, they're the people that check people in and sell the 50-50 tickets and help out with our auction or raffle items and things like that, and then also going out in the community, handing out the plaques for our new members, and just being an ambassador for the chamber. Help with the, we're getting ready, you know, Mardi Gras is off in February, which isn't that far away anymore. But they would help us with that event to come up with, you know, making centerpieces and sponsorships and stuff like that.
So it's no heavy lifting.
No. And a lot of people, if you're in a business, you know, doing retail type stuff, or I'll use Cindy that works here as an example. You know, she does embroidery plus more, and she said, you know, when she would go out to drop off a new packet or a sponsorship packet, you know, looking for something, drop off your own business card. And, you do embroidery? And she said she really has gained a lot of business by doing that. So, you know, you're helping out your own business by being out there being an ambassador for us.
You are. You never know when it's going to come around, but it will.
Exactly.
All right.
But that's the point of the ambassadors. It's not just to help us. It's to help you grow your business as well.
Right. So. Let us take our first break. We're going to come back and chat some more, and you can tell us about new chamber members after this.
I will do that.
All right.
It's been a
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Memories of 2020 bring stress.
In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050. It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles, 758-5499.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand?
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you'd like to enter the world of healthcare, well, talk to the people at Legacy Rehab and Care Center, because they will hire you and train you and then get you certified through Mojave Community College to be a certified nursing assistant. Yes, all while you're on the clock. Now, how cool is that? Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404. Or you can just stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road, tell them you're interested in the services, or you're interested in a career in health care. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solution, home or commercial. Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the most important thing. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, home or commercial, call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Ask for Matt. He'll be out there himself to take care of you. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Maybe you want that pool in the backyard by Matt. Yeah. Or maybe you just want to add on to your home. Or maybe you just want to remodel your home a little bit. Well, you're going to need some money to do that. So go sit down and chat with Chad. Yeah. Chat with Chad. There you go. Call him at 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down, you tell him, I need $150,000. Okay. So you sit down in his big 30-foot long desk, and you start filling out a couple pieces of paper when you're going to borrow money. And then you look up and you go, honey, look, he's gone. There's no door. There's no window behind him. Where'd he go? Well, he went down into the vault to get your money. And he goes down and he gets it, puts it on a silver platter, and just brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. All right, back on the phone with Becky, the CEO and the president of the Kingman Area Chamber. And it's Kingman Area because you kind of go into Golden Valley too, huh?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and then down I-40 a little bit?
Down I-40, well, and the city limits of Kingman. I mean, Kingman is far bigger than just the city limits.
Right.
We've got probably at least half of our population lives and, you know, Rancho and,
right,
and the Butler area and out towards Game and Fish and all of that surrounding area. So, yeah, we've got a lot more to Kingman than just the city limits.
Exactly. Exactly. So you had a big ribbon cutting recently.
We did. We had a ribbon cutting inside of Walmart. There's a new place in there called Charlie's Philly Cheesesteak.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That just sounds good.
Yeah, we had lunch that day when we were there, and it was very good. And I hear that they've been very, very busy since then. But here's the kind of fun thing that happened at that. We told this story last night at our mixer. So while we were in there, we met with a gentleman. His name is David, and he is the owner of the construction company that builds these Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks. And, you know, I think they're in malls and things like that all over the place.
Right.
So he's the contractor. We got to talking to him. He actually lives up in Henderson. And a couple of days later, in my email pops up that he signed up to be a member of the chamber.
Wow.
So he's one of our new members.
Cool.
Yeah. And his son is actually moving here to Kingman.
Oh.
And they are going to get involved in the community, showed up at the mixer last night. And so that was kind of a fun story.
That's a cool thing, yeah. You don't expect the contractor that's out of Henderson to join your chamber. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it was
so,
very nice.
And very, very nice guy, and he really likes it here in Kingman. Drove down last night from Henderson just to come to the mixer and meet
wow.
everybody.
Wow, so. How nice.
Yeah.
How nice. Next, he'll be running for your board.
Maybe.
Yeah, you
I
never
bet
know.
He'd be a great board member. And his son is going to build a house out kind of north of town past where I used to live.
Oh,
they
okay.
bought some property out in the canyon out there and are going to be living out there. So.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, nice so, area.
Yeah, really. Expensive area.
Well, yeah. It
yeah.
Well, and I think they brought some acreage out there.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. Well, good for them. So what about
yeah.
your new members? Who's new to the chamber in the month of November?
New members, we have the Olympus Diner, which Calico's was temporarily located over off of Eastern in that little plaza over there while they were remodeling after their fire and everything. So
right.
Olympus Diner has moved in where they were, you know, now that they're back in their regular location.
Yeah, Calico's is open as you come into town again.
Right. Yeah, we're excited to have them back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Olympus Diner went over there a week or so ago and had lunch and had a gyro, and they've got really nice Greek salads.
Oh.
And they've got other stuff on the menu, too. They do burgers and, you know, things like that. But, yeah, had to have the gyro. I was at a Greek diner.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Right, so that was good. And then the DM Construction, which is the one I just told you about. So that
oh,
was,
yeah.
That was a fun one, yeah. Green Legal Nurse Consultants, In Your Face Painting, face painting. So we
oh.
have a face painter now, yeah.
Okay.
And Red Root Massage.
Oh.
So those are our new members for the month of November, late October, November-ish.
Okay, very good. All right, let's take another break. We're half past the hour. We just want to remind everybody that myself and Paul Lavoie will both be on vacation next week, so I won't be telling you who's on my show Monday or Paul's. I will tell you when I come back, I have the sheriff of Mojave County.
I give her all my love. That's all.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, you're missing out. Sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100. Again, that number is 928-763-1100 or visit our member service office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery invites you to Thanksgiving dinner Thursday. It's a traditional, delicious turkey dinner. Hot butterball moist turkey, dressing, green beans, mashed potatoes, and dinner roll. Yams available on request. plus a slice of pumpkin pie. Available at Perkins from 11:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Bring the family, plus take a pie home. Anyone can order a pie to take home. Call 763-1960 and order your holiday pies today. In Bullhead City, Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Maybe I lost an outlet center, the place for value and style.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And you're running out of time to finish your shopping list. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. For the naughty and nice. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Mojave Community College is excited to host Mojave Military Museum's Jose Can You See exhibit at the Hodel Library in Lake Havasu City during the month of November. Free and open to the public, the popular exhibit honors military and veteran students. Additionally, the public is invited to apply for campus library cards. The hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're closed on Saturday and Sunday. The Mojave Military Museum can be reached at 714-400-5191 or by email at mmmsalute@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Several ways for you to save, and today would have been a perfect day to get out there early and play. You would have had a sweater on and then kicked it off. Oh, yeah, they have annual passes, seasonal passes, golf passes, discounts on for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. That's right, number 4, right here in our town. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. Go to LaughlinRanch.com, and you can also book your tee times. You can also see the whole menu for the restaurant. Play golf and have lunch. It'll be perfect. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, our temperatures are changing daily, but mostly in the mornings you're kicking on that furnace. How's it going to last the season? You know, because you might be kicking it off around noon, but it won't be long before it'll be on all day long. Is it ready? Or your heat pump, you know, or your heater, whatever you have. Well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Have them come out now and service them and check them over so they last all season. Because you don't want them breaking down on a cold night, on a Friday evening, and you're cold all weekend, and then, you know. But they are available 24/7. You can call them after hours. 928-758-2400. Arizona Comfort, take two. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yes, WARMC has a 24-bed, 24/7 emergency room. I said there was a dozen beds. No, there's 24 beds in that emergency room. Available for you any time of day with any kind of emergency you have. Think about Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Call them in advance if you want with questions, 928-763-CARE, because they do. East West Financial Services, well, if you want some help with retirement planning, this is exactly what Jack does. Right. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. If you need help with retirement planning, if you want to sit back and think, well, how can I invest some money and make some more money? He can tell you how. Okay? Call him at 928-888-9828. That's simple. All right, back on the phone with Becky, the Kingman Chamber Director. And we were going to talk about last month you had a top secret that you couldn't tell us yet. And it had something to do with a groundbreaking.
Yes. Yes, so I can let it out now.
Okay. Tell
us. There was out in Golden Valley off of Hall Road, there is a new facility going in out there. It is a cryogenic engineering test center.
Wow.
That sounds very impressive, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, so NextGen Cryo and FlowServe went together, and they're opening up a big test facility out there for pumping liquid gas out of the ground. They are going to be testing the pumps that do that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Very good. All right.
So they are going to employ mostly engineers. But they will have, you know, obviously a maintenance staff and, you know, their office people and things like that. But they're looking, I want to say it was about 80 people that they're looking to employ.
Oh, good. Okay. That's a nice. And it's halfway between Bullhead and Kingman, so you can live in any area.
Right. Yeah. It's out there in the in Golden Valley. If you know where the new Myers distributing thing is out off of I-40, it's just not too far past.
Oh, okay.
Griffith Road, and out there you turn and kind of go back and around, and it's going to be out
in
that area.
Right.
So,
okay, the other side of Golden Valley.
The I-40 side of Golden Valley.
Yeah. All right, and then you have a warehouse.
We're on the way to Havasu.
There you go. More, and you have a warehouse being built out there too.
We do. Yeah, came out this week. It's a place owned by Tipman, the Tipman Group. And it is going to be a 273,000 square foot facility, and they're looking at about 50 jobs out there. And what's to say, workforce could grow to 250 people.
Wow!
The building expands. Yeah, they're coming here out of Indiana, and it is a frozen storage facility.
Oh, good. Okay.
92 acres.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
So when do they break? When do they break ground, or did you already?
No, I don't believe they've done the groundbreaking on that yet.
Okay. So that date's coming.
That date will be coming, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, they just announced that. Just in the last few days, I heard about them coming to town. So.
Oh, all right. So what else is happening in downtown Kingman?
Downtown Kingman, we are getting ready to be very, very busy starting next Saturday. I think we talked a little bit already about the Shop Small Saturday coming up and, you know, promoting that. So that is the kickoff to our cookie crawl.
Oh, tell me about the cookie crawl.
So the cookie crawl is we will be selling little cookie containers. And you can go around downtown, and I'm going to list off some of the businesses here that have already signed up, where you can go and collect your cookies. So you should leave the end of the day with about 2 dozen cookies.
Wow.
And it's $25 for the cookie basket.
Holy cow.
And again, it's designed to promote people to go into the shops and stuff downtown. So, like Forever Fringed, it's a brand new little business downtown, little women's dress shop.
Okay.
And they're on the list, so you would go in there, and of course you would be able to do some shopping, but pick up your cookie with your little cookie basket, and then, you know, travel down the road, and then you could stop at La Tida and get a lemonade or a little crumpet of some sort, you know, and enjoy that, pick up your cookie there. And then we've got the cellar door, Floyd's, 66 Marketplace, Victoria's Sugar Shack. She's actually going to have a little place downtown coming up in the future.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to talk about that when I get some more details on
it. Is she moving or just adding a second location?
I think a second location.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And then the Bearded Baker, the Bearded Baker's down there too.
He's inside of West of Third. He sells some goods inside of there.
Yeah.
Yummy stuff, both of them.
He should have some big cookies for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, to put in your basket.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we also have Vagabonds. Gracie's Vintage is going to be part of it. We've got Ike's Sign Shop across the way. I know he's going to be doing hot chocolate over his place instead of cookies. So, you know, you'll want something to drink. So
yeah.
Ike's is going to be doing that. Liquid Bistro, The Dirty Dough, Route 66 Embroidery, they've just moved to a larger location. And he was saying that he may be doing, like, some hot apple cider or something like that.
Ooh,
so,
people get
Black
creative.
Bridge Brewery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Bridge Brewery is going to be part of it. The Kingman Turquoise Jewelry Shop. Let's see. It goes all the way down over to the Powerhouse Visitor Center.
Okay.
Our fire department is also going to be involved in it this year. They're going to have the fire truck out there, and the firemen are going to be giving out cookies. So that will be a fun thing.
Firefighters. Yes.
Firefighters.
There's no firemen. Okay. They're firefighters.
Okay.
Even
Thank you for correcting.
Good. And they'll be giving out cookies too?
Yes.
And I got to tell you something. Inside a fire station, you'd be surprised at how many guys know how to cook and bake and do a good job.
Yes, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah, so,
and they've got quite a nice facility here, so
right.
I'm sure they're going to be baking up their cookies right inside of there.
Oh, I'm sure they will, too. They'll be nice and warm and dripping
yes.
with hot chocolate and everything else. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is
and
a big event.
Yeah, it really is. And the Healthy Bar also, they have opened back up downtown. So they were closed down for a little bit and are open back up. In fact, she brought me a sample of soup today.
Ooh.
That was really good. A chipotle chili lentil soup that was just, it was pretty yummy. So,
oh, nice.
She will be open. They'll be doing some cookies inside of there.
Nothing like spoiling your chamber director.
Right?
Excellent.
Shady Grove Records, Sea Dog Merchants, The Standard newspaper, West of Third. And then here inside of the chamber, we're going to allow people that don't have a downtown storefront, if they want to participate in the cookie crawl, they can have cookies inside of here.
Oh, okay.
So last year, I think we had 6 or 8 different tables in here that you could stop and pick up your cookies. So, of course, the chamber is going to have cookies. MCC will have some cookies inside of here. And I think there are a few others that are interested in it. And then also across the street from us, Rickety Cricket, they're going to have cookies as well.
Oh,
so
gosh.
You can kind of just go on a nice little downtown stroll. And
yeah.
like I said, go in and check out a place that normally maybe you wouldn't stop in, or check out what they've got and go in and meet the people and gather your cookies, and you leave at the end of the day, as long as you don't eat them along the trail, you will have 2 dozen cookies when you're done.
And where do you pick up the baskets?
So the baskets will be picked up right here at the chamber in our office, 309 East Beale.
Okay.
They will go on sale on Shop Small Saturday is when the sales will start, and they will be available. You can purchase them online on our website, so kingmanchamber.com. Can go on there or stop in here, and you can buy them up until the day of the event. But there is only 150. Once there's 150 sold, because we're asking each of the locations to bake 150 cookies, so everybody gets a cookie at each place.
Terrific.
But when we've sold 150 tins, then we're sold out.
Wow.
So,
holy
yeah,
cow.
Pre-COVID, I guess they did about 300.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a lot of cookies.
And the day the cookies are given out is Small Business Saturday?
No, it will be, I'm sorry, December 17th is actually the
cookie. Oh, December 17th.
Yeah, so we'll start selling the tins on Shop Small Saturday, but the actual day of the cookie crawl will be on December 17th.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
it will be from 10 to 4.
All right. Now, in Bullhead City, they do a boombox parade, which is huge.
Yes.
And you have a parade coming in Kingman.
We do, but we are doing the Street of Lights again this year. So instead of a moving parade, we're doing the stationary parade again.
Okay. All right. Where's that?
So
where does that take place?
So it will be right downtown on Beale Street, mostly between 1st and 5th. So you can bring in, and they'll bring in semis that'll be parked, that are all lit up. Down in the Mojave County Extension Service.
Okay.
Down on the corner of 1st and Beale, the Coca-Cola truck will be there, the Little Debbie's truck will be there, and Santa will be in that location.
Oh, wow.
And then up and down both sides of Beale will be... we can decorate out on the storefronts out in the road and stuff. So we'll have, then you can walk by. And again, it gives people an opportunity to go into shops. And personally, I like it better because at least you're up and moving, because it is still a little bit chilly out
right.
there,
Yep.
So you're up and moving and you've got an opportunity to go in and check out some of your local businesses and stuff, instead of just sitting there on the cold concrete waiting for the parade to go by. So.
Yeah.
And it lasts longer. It starts about 5 o'clock and will go until, I believe it's 8, so everything will stay lit. And then, of course, they'll have the tree lighting down at Locomotive Park and lighting up the train and all of that.
Oh,
will be
what's the date for
about
that?
About 4:30. That is on December the 3rd.
December the 3rd, okay. And yes. then December the 6th, you're at the Jingle Mingle.
That's actually on the 3rd. The Mingle Jingle is the 3rd as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yep, it's on that Saturday. The Mingle Jingle will be, I believe it starts at 1 o'clock. And we're also this year, she's going to have about 10 food trucks. So 4th Street will actually be closed down in front of Beale Celebrations.
Oh,
okay. And
there's going
to be about 10 food trucks out there. And then I think she said she's got about 50 vendors inside of Beale Celebrations.
Wow.
And so that'll start about 1. And then you can go down to Locomotive Park and do the tree lighting and the train lighting and all of that. And then just stay downtown and browse around through all of the stores and walk around and see the lights for the evening and have, you know, have some dinner down here, have
yeah.
a few drinks at some of the downtown establishments, and just spend your whole day in downtown Kingman on December 3rd.
That's pretty cool. Plus all the lights and Santa.
All the lights and Santa will be down there, so it should be a really, really fun day.
That sounds exciting.
And they're going to have the little trackless train. The city's going to bring it so the kids can go ride on the little train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very
or there
good.
May be an elf driving it. So.
An elf named Becky or what?
No, there will not be an elf named Becky.
Okay. All
or
right.
not this Becky, anyway. First of all, I don't think they would trust me to drive it.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right, let's take our last break. We approach the top of the hour. And Mr. Sean Hannity.
You will love me if I have to go.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Come support your very own MCC Bighorn Soccer Program at the Flying X Saloon, Black Friday, November 25th, as the MCC Booster Club will be throwing a U.S. National Team Watch Party from 11 to 2. We'll cheer on the U.S. National Soccer Team as they battle England in an early round pairing. We'll have door prizes, raffles, food and drink specials throughout the game. Door entry is just $10, and proceeds benefit the MCC Soccer Program. We'll see you Black Friday at the Flying X Saloon. This message brought to you by the MCC Bighorn Booster Club.
Oh, 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 nobody loves.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, the last few minutes here of the hour. Brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service from TWN Communications. In partnership with MEC, take the next step. Go to TWN.com. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave, and you can sign up. They're not going to charge you anything. You're not committing to anything. You're just saying, send me information. I'm interested. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and for lunch if you want. Three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, well, we got, you know, everything from the Levi store to the Vitamin World to the Boot Barn to the Pendleton Shop. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Check us out at the mall. Kitchen Bath and Beyond. I'll do that right. Remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertops. Homes, mobile homes, apartment buildings, commercial buildings. He does it all. See, everyone needs that beautiful, modern, functioning bathroom or kitchen. See the showroom and call Kitchen Bath and Beyond. 928-788-1000. ProFit Kitchen rolling into their second year, coming to Kingman and Mojave Valley very soon. Yes, watch for those openings. And you too can have meal prep solutions and healthy meals in your community. Check the website for specials. And you can also order the meal prep solutions on the website. ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. All right, we're back with Becky from the Kingman Chamber. We're talking about all the stuff going on in Kingman. And speaking about talk, you have a Let's Talk coming up.
Let's Talk, yes, it is coming up on the 28th. And it is going to be from 1 to 4 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors office.
Oh, okay.
So they're just asking people to come in, and or Board of Supervisors auditorium, I guess I should say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people to come in and talk to your supervisors and kind of know what's going on.
Ask questions, raise concerns,
ask
whatever.
Ask questions, yeah. Oh. Yeah, just an open forum discussion to see how do you want to see your community grow, and maybe get some explanations of, you know, why things are paid the way they are or whatever, you know.
Okay. And who's the supervisors that are going to be there?
That will be Supervisor Lingenfelter and Bishop.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So all
the
right.
Ones
so they'll
that,
both be
that
there.
Cover our area. And then Tammy Ersenbach and Gina Krimper from Mojave County Economic Development will be there as well.
So. Oh, good. They'll let some cats out of the bag. This is coming. That's
yeah.
coming. Probably not.
Probably not. They
no.
don't do that.
No, I know. They keep,
I'm
they're
telling you.
They're tight-lipped.
They keep their stuff tight to the chest.
I
yes,
know.
They do.
I can imagine the requirement for that job is you can't talk. You know,
right.
To work in the economic
that is
development.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
You've got to know how to keep a secret.
Yeah, no kidding. Toby Cotter's that way in Bullhead. He'll say, well, I know what's happening. Well, tell me. Oh, I can't do it. You know, it's frustrating. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and now you've got, you guys do fingerprinting at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and boy, have we done a lot of fingerprints this week. I don't know what's going on, but but we are, well, I do know part of what's going on. We are transitioning from one company to another, so we have all new equipment and everything. So if you had logged in through the Gemalto site today, and yeah, today actually is the last day that we can do those, and then we transition over to the new group.
Oh, okay.
Next Monday, so we have all new stuff in here. But yeah, we do the fingerprints. Well, and this new equipment will allow us to do the CCW cards. We've done tons of nurses, school bus drivers, CNAs.
Okay.
You know, and they're even starting to require, like, if you're a maintenance person going into homes, you know, they're starting to fingerprint people like that. Of course, if you're in an organization, you know, a softball coach or those kinds of things, working in the school systems.
Right.
Lots of people have to be fingerprinted anymore. So, yeah, we stay very, very busy with that. But we are, right now, I believe, the only place in Mojave County that does it.
Oh, okay. Well, so yeah. If you need to get that done, get down to the Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Okay.
Get yourself an appointment because it's busy.
And then you've been having some backdoor meetings with the chamber, with the college, talking about some new classes coming your way in January.
Yes, there's actually, it's going to be part of their new corporate training series. So they're getting ready to launch in January. We'll have customer service, leadership, management supervision, coaching, debt collection, marketing, conflict management, just all kinds of classes that are going to become available.
Fantastic.
And they'll be taught by some of your local community leaders.
Well, very good.
It's a great, Kirk Lacey has kind of pulled this together, and then they hired Mary Mendola, so she's the corporate. We've had community ed here in the building with us, so now we have community and corporate ed. So we'll be doing a lot more of the corporate type classes that'll be happening here in our building. You know, we've just had fun classes up until now.
Right.
And I think it's a great location. You know, we're downtown where most of the government offices and a lot of the businesses and stuff are. So should be convenient for people to come in. And they're going to try, my understanding is, it's still a little bit in the working process.
Planning,
you know,
yeah.
But, in like 2 to 3 hour chunks, so you can come maybe over an extended lunch hour or just a half a day and come in and do some service training with your staff, and they could, you know, continue to still work and be productive. You know, it's not like they have to go to Phoenix for a week and take
right.
a course or something. We'll be splitting them up and doing those here locally.
Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got something called Stop Traffic coming up?
Stop the Traffic, yes. That is a walk. It is put on by the Arizona Youth Partnership, and it is bringing awareness to human trafficking. As much as we don't really want to think about that in our backyards, you know, we are in a very, very mobile area here with the freeways going through, and, of course, you know, down in the Bullhead-Laughlin area, you've
right.
got the casinos, and we've got the Super Bowl coming in, and a lot of people, you know, just traveling through this area, a lot of trafficking happening that way. And even I was talking to Kelly from AZYP the other day, and she said, you know, a lot of it is families, you know, an uncle or, you know, a stepdad or something like that that are
taking advantage of a youth.
And not always just girls too. I mean, it happens
right.
to boys too.
Oh yeah.
So bringing awareness to that. So it is a walk. It's going to meet at Metcalf Park tomorrow, actually starts at 9:15. Sign in, and they're going to do just a little walk and hand out information in that. So
very good.
Yeah, Stop the Traffic tomorrow, downtown Kingman.
Well, and I've had conversations with Kelly and the AZY people before, and there's ways to prevent this from happening. There's clues that, you know, we, the average public, can look for. And
right.
So if you're in Kingman tomorrow, go down and get some of that information. It'd be very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And when's your first Friday starting?
Our first Fridays will be on December 2nd, will be our next one coming up, and we are going through the winter. We're opening up the MCC Beale Street Center here. We had some vendors last month, a few of them, and some music going on was really nice. We're going to do that again on December 2nd, and we're going to have Mary Oki.
Okay,
so we're
Becky.
Gonna be singing Christmas.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.